Now, we would like to thank Didi and proceed towards this session ahead. And we will soon know the context of the whole retreat. But before that, let us once again settle down in our own self-realization. सीट पे तो आप बैठ गए हैं, लेकिन आत्मा भी अपनी सीट पर सेट हो जाए. और फिर इस रिट्रीट में कैसे हमें सेट होना है वो भी हमें बताया जाएगा. सो आई इन्वाइट ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर अनदर एक्सपीरियंस. जस्ट रिलैक्स योर बॉडी. And also relax your mind. As my body relaxes, my muscles relax. My breathing slows down. Thoughts also slow down. I let go of the thoughts of the past. And at the moment, I postpone any thoughts that may come related to my future. Only the thoughts of present remain. My mind is in the present. I can feel the earth on which my feet are resting. I can feel the chair on which I'm sitting. I can feel the temperature of the room. I can hear sounds entering into my ears. Ask yourself a question. Who is able to feel the surface, the chair, the temperature, interpret the sounds? It is not the ears that are listening. Ears are just gateways. They're only doors. I can feel the sound reaching inside. I go within. And I feel myself as the conscious energy . The living energy inside the body, at the center of the forehead, I see a tiny point of light. Just like the stars in the sky, there is a star shining. Inside my forehead, behind these eyes, I focus my thoughts on this point of light. Atma. Means darkness, and Atam means light. I am the living light. As I focus my thoughts on myself, I feel that my light is spreading. It is spreading all over my brain. Gradually, I'm shining brighter and brighter, radiating peace through my light. My light fills up my face, feel that your face is glowing with peace. Decorate your face with a gentle smile. I can feel my own peace, and I experience it spreading all around. Dheere dheere, mere pure sharir mein ye shanti vyapt ho rahi hai. I allow this peace to spread, not just in my inner world, but also in my outer world, my surroundings. I become the radiator of peace. Anubhav kare. मुझ सितारे से शांति की किरणें निकलकर मेरे चारों तरफ फैल रही है. जो व्यक्ति मेरे बगल में बैठा है उस तक भी इस हवा में, इन दीवारों में और इसके बाहर भी शांति की शक्ति हर चीज को, जिसको भी वो छू रही है, उसे शांत बना रही है. मैं अपने लिए, अपनों के लिए एक शांति की दुनिया निर्माण कर रही हूं या कर रहा हूं. Now, with my world filled with peace, I become peace of the world, light of the world. I gradually open my eyes and I see around. A peaceful world. I thank myself for this world, and I thank the Supreme for making me experience my own peace with a heart full of gratitude and a soul radiating peace. I am back in this world gradually. धीरे धीरे अब अपनी कर्मेंद्रियों से भी, अपने कर्म के द्वारा भी, सिर्फ संकल्प नहीं लेकिन श्रेष्ठ कर्म, वो भी इस संसार को शांति की सौगात दें। ओम शांति। थैंक यू। कैन यू फील द डिफरेंस? कैन यू फील द डिफरेंस इन यू एंड अराउंड यू? यस, दैट्स द डिफरेंस वी हैव टू मेक टू द वर्ल्ड and it's not difficult. Thank you so much. And now I would like to invite Bala Bhai on stage, Brother Bala Kishore, who is a better living, better thinking coach, and he is the vice president of CS Technology, and he basically looks after better living for CS employees. He is also a digital wellness coach who has initiated a digital wellness movement which is fastly spreading amongst different dimensions, among students, among corporate leaders, among youth, among elders, people of all ages and all backgrounds. And he is also a practitioner of Raj Yoga meditation for more than 30 years now. So I invite him to walk us through the whole agenda of this retreat and set up a tone for this retreat that we all really look forward to. Brother Bala Kishore, I invite you on stage.
Usually at Brahma Kumaris we offer dinner at 7:30. But then I said 7:30 is too early for our friends. So let's, you know, you got a short break, if you walked up, you collected your book and then you relax. Then I said, are you okay if we continue this for a few more minutes and then you have dinner and go for early sleep? Yeah, that's important here at Brahma Kumaris. Good. So, first, thank you for making time and coming here. By just looking at the website and listening to the experiences of your friends, we won't disappoint you. And why did we call you here is to do all the, help you do all these four: relax, reflect, rethink and recharge. And the first one, did you get a chance to experience just now? So you will get a chance to experience all these three also in the next 3 days. You ready for that? And that's why for a change we gave you a notebook and a pen. Okay? So in one word, what do you want from this retreat? Why did you come here? One word. Think. Not two words, just one word. Recharge. Happiness. Good. Peace. To live happy and awareness. Very good. Practice. Implement. Embodiment. Any more words? Experiment. Transformation. Wow. Recharge. Rejuvenate. Fantastic. Well, I promise you that you will experience all that. Provided there's a condition. So we call these retreats as SIT retreats, spirituality in IT. And we named it SIT, tongue in cheek, because most of these IT professionals, we sit for long hours. We sit there, but we don't know how to sit here. So we said, not only do you sit there, but we'll help you sit here also. That's why we called it as SIT retreat. And the intention was, how do we make these profound principles of Raj Yoga accessible and applicable so that they can increase our effectiveness and efficiency? Right. Every single professional here, whether it is a CEO or a manager or the owner, we want things to be made better, faster, cheaper. That's our definition, yes or no? better, faster, cheaper. So how do we increase that effectiveness and efficiency is what we thought we will share through these SIT retreats, and that's what you will see in the next 3 days. So what do we have? What do these SIT retreats comprise of? We talk about applied spirituality. How do you translate these principles of spirituality into practical life? Somebody said implementation, somebody said transformation. So you will get to get all those lessons as a part of translating spirituality into something that you can apply in your day-to-day life. This is not going to be theory. And the next, we will also talk about leadership. A lot of principles to first lead thyself. What Oracle of Delphi mentioned, lead yourself, know yourself, know thyself. And the next is lead thyself. So we learn about those leadership principles. And we will also talk a lot of the spiritual principles that are based on science. It's not the spiritual principles where a lot of us confuse spirituality with religion. No. We'll share all the slide decks. So please don't click any of those pictures. If you like, please make a note in your notebook. We'll share all the decks. And we are going to discuss those aspects also. So what is applied spirituality? It's very simple. Empowering the self by applying the knowledge of the self. That's where we start with the first A. We call it as awareness. If I don't even know who I am, how am I going to help myself and use myself and learn about myself? So the first A is awareness. And the next A we talk about is acknowledge. Then you accept and then you act. So this is the 4A model that you will get an opportunity here in these 3 days. And that's what we talk about the second R. What was the first R? Very good. What's the second R? Reflect. And interestingly, these are the two things that we have completely eliminated. We have many educationists also in the audience today. We have completely eliminated from our post-independence education system. How many of you have attended a class where your teacher came in and said, let's relax and then start the class? Raise your hands. Yeah, out of 300, there are 5 hands. How many of you have attended where you got a teacher who said at the end of the class, 45 minutes class, she gave you 5 minutes, she said, I'm going to sit here, reflect on what you heard. 1, 2, 3, 4 hands, 5 hands. That's where we are. So here we would like to reintroduce this aspect of being able to relax, reflect, because that is what will help you to recharge. And that is what will help you to rethink and rejuvenate. And when we talk about knowledge of the self, it's very simple. We'll talk a lot about this, who am I? You will answer, not just the question. You will get the answer. And what are my innate virtues and what are my innate powers? In one word, you are more powerful than you think you are. Is that true? You can explore in the next 3 days. And when did these SIT retreats begin? We started these in May 2011 in Hyderabad. Then these spread to Bangalore, Chennai and all these other cities, because we have BKs who are working in IT industry who started these retreats in their respective cities to help their own colleagues. So more than 50,000 IT professionals have benefited over the last 14 years. And these are some of the companies that you are familiar with. The employees of all these companies have come and benefited from these retreats. The main themes are leadership and self-management, stress management, health, mind and meditation. So these are the main themes, and that is what even this retreat will continue. Now what is it that we have in store for you? What is it that we are going to focus as a part of these SIT retreats? The very first one, as I mentioned, is you will get lots of time to do what? Update my Facebook. Watch a few more Insta stories. No. literally you blessed yourself by coming here. Don't allow that little piece, 6-inch piece of glass and metal to ruin your blessings. Both are in your hands. So you choose. So use this opportunity to relax, reflect, rethink and recharge. And that's why we brought you onto the mountain top. In our culture, who goes to the mountain top? Or when do you go there? Right? Metaphorically and physically, you move above the world so that you can spend some time with yourself for yourself. And that's what we would encourage you to do. So shift the focus from human doing to... Many, many years ago, my teacher gave me a beautiful sentence, set of questions. He said, Bala, at least once a week, reflect on these questions. Why am I doing what I am doing the way I am doing? Why am I doing what I am doing the way I am doing? It's not about the doing part. It's about the being part. And that's what we will learn in these 3 days. And we will also help you develop a new way of thinking, perspective, through the tool of ancient Raj Yoga meditation. Tomorrow, day after, and on Sunday, all the 3 days, we have planned a very detailed Raj Yoga meditation training, which I sincerely request you to make time for. It's going to be from 7 to 8 in the morning. You will learn all these basic principles. We will keep coming back to this theme. How many of you feel you have this problem of overthinking? I should have asked the other way around. I didn't want to make you feel guilty anyway. So you will learn some extremely good and powerful techniques to think less, think slow, and think better. And that is what results in inner resilience, outer agility and better health. Because this is what in every interview your interviewers ask for and every organization asks for. Inner resilience and outer agility. So how do you experience that? You will learn here. So the goal of these SIT retreats, if you apply these principles, what is it that we feel you can get? It's very simple. You can't change the road, but you can make the ride. Yes or no? This is in our hands. So what are those tools, what are those techniques that can help improve our own mental shock absorbers? You will learn those here. Properly they will be overhauled, serviced and strengthened. Because that is what is weak, correct? For most of us, we don't have... What happens if you don't have a shock absorber but it is a wonderful Benz car? No shock absorbers. What happens to your ride? Bumpy, right? And that's exactly how we have become, because these shock absorbers are no longer working. So you will learn how to overhaul those, how to do servicing and how to empower, because that's what is going to help make the ride smooth. And what is the tool that we are going to use to do that? That's meditation. How many of you tried to meditate and gave up? Anyone? Lamba haath khada karo. Good. Thank you. Thanks for being honest. And I'll tell you the reasons why so many people start meditation and give up. Anyone? Anyone reason? Lack of focus. Sorry? Inconsistency. How many of you felt that when you sit for meditation, bahut zyada sankalp chalta hai, isse to achha hum meditation kare hi nahi? That's more peaceful, right? Why do I sit and then, you know, get more thoughts and whack myself? So it's better not to whack, so let me remain the way I am. The reason why that happens is because of this incorrect understanding about meditation. Meditation is not absence of thoughts. Please make a note. This big myth comes from the first shloka, first sutra of Patanjali Yoga Sutras. Yogasya chitta vritti nirodaha is what the first sutra says. So yoga is translated as meditation. Chitta is translated as mind or thoughts. Nirodha is translated as stopping. So the first goal we have is, when I sit in meditation, my thoughts should stop. Yes or no? That's what we are taught. That's wrong. That is why most people stop meditating. Now, ask this simple question. How will you know that you stopped thinking? By making a thought, right? How will you know you stopped thinking? By making a thought. So that means, as long as you are alive, you will continue to think. So in the IT jargon, you thinking in meditation is not a bug, it's a feature. It's not a bug, it's a feature. And when you try to think about the feature as a bug, that is what creates all sorts of problems. You will learn a lot of those from Shivani Ban in these 3 days. All relationship problems, they arise because we consider someone else's feature as a bug and try to fix it. Right? That, in simple IT jargon, that is someone else's feature and you consider it as a bug and you try to fix it. And all problems, all the hell breaks loose. So, meditation is not absence of thoughts. It's okay to get those thoughts in the meditation. Are you with me? That's first. Second, meditation is not going blank. Spelling mistake. Meditation is not going blank or black. Because you will continue to think. Because that is what mind does. Next. Meditation is not doing anything. You will do something. What Vidyatri Ben walked us through, those beautiful meditation, we did something, yes or no? She gave us thoughts. And through that, through our mind, we did something. That visualization, that is what forms a part of meditation. So meditation is not doing anything. We will do something. And what is that? You will continue to experience. And meditation is not negative rumination. Meditation is not thinking about your past or thinking negative. Meditation is conscious generation of positive, powerful and uplifting thoughts. Very simple definition. Meditation is conscious generation. Because I have to put that little bit of effort. I have to be conscious. Consciously create those positive, powerful, uplifting thoughts. Three simple qualities, and you will learn a lot of those techniques, how to think and what to think as a part of this training in these 3 days. Now, how many of you want to meditate? Because now I told you, you can think. You don't have to stop thinking. Okay? Wonderful. Can any one of you read this? Bhavesh, you want to try that? Now read this. Yeah, one of you can stand up and read, it's okay. Yeah. No, let him read. Stand up, yeah, very good, please. Gained mass appeal. Gurus, they are now embraced, politicians, celebrities, athletes, Indian Weekly, Talia. Very good, thank you. I haven't changed a single word, if you noticed. Without changing a single word or a letter, why is this difficult and why is this easy? Very good. Now, a very simple definition of meditation, those of you. Adding that space to your life is meditation. I am not going to change a single letter. Boss nahi badlega. Saas nahi badlegi. Bachcha nahi badlega. husband nahi badlega, theek hai. Okay, nobody is going to change because it's going to remain as is. But what can I do to become more relaxed and more effective? I add that space. Now that is meditation. So how do you add that space all through the day? That's what you will learn here. Very simple definition. So don't expect things to change suddenly when you go home. They won't. Okay, who has to change? Yeah, I have to change. I have to add that space. Okay, so in simple terms, that is meditation. And one of the things that fascinated me when I came to Brahmakumaris 30 years ago is the framework that they use to teach what they have to teach. And the same framework, as I said, we have many educationists and many CEOs and many managers and leaders in the audience, you can use for any learning journey. So the first is, they talk about the first subject of Brahmakumaris, we call it as Gyan. And that is awareness. Remember that? The first step is to know. And the second subject is Yog. That is to be, that is to reflect, to make it your own. You eat, but it doesn't digest. Does it become energy? That's Yog. So you know and you be. That's where the reflection part comes. You make it your own. And then you do. A lot of trouble in the world is because we jump from here to here. This is missing, as I mentioned. We don't reflect. We don't make time for ourselves because we are so busy doing. And we are so busy, but there is no time to properly digest what is useful, what is important. So the third subject is to do. And the fourth, only the fourth, after that, is to share. If only we can apply this to every single WhatsApp forward. If only. For every single forward, then how many will be forward? Thank you. I was about to say that. Right? To know, to be, to do, and to share. Very powerful framework. And one principle. When I came to Brahmakumaris, I used to go to the meditation center only on Thursdays. It continued for many months, but only on Thursdays. You know why? Yes. Because only on Thursdays, Brahmakumaris offered prasad, or what we call as bhog. And that is why I used to go every week. And then later, I started learning and then I started continuing and going every day. So, they have internalized this principle very powerfully. That's why they start with the nutritious food to your stomach and then only they will approach the soul. So, a lot of my colleagues also come from my company on a all paid for trip here because my CEO wants to send them to these kind of meditation retreats. You have some of them in the audience even today. When they come back from Mount Abu trip, you know what videos they make? To share within the office of the food. Yaar mast hai yaar, next time jana. Aur kuch nahi to khane ke liye jao. That is what they tell. And our Dadiji used to say, when you come here to Mount Abu, you have to only worry about two things. Ek plate aur dusra glass, bas itna hai. Baki nischint raho. She would usually call it as glass and class, but that glass would start something else. So I changed it to plate. It rhymes well, but I didn't want you to go somewhere else, so come back. It's plate and class. Okay, so now let me walk you through what do we have in store for you. Now that the agenda is set or the context is set, why we are here, what is it that you're going to do in these 3 days, what are some of the principles, what are the actual sessions, we will walk you through now. In general, you're going to have your Amrit Vela meditation from 4:15 to 4:45. All these sessions will happen here and this is called meditation hall. It's very difficult to get lost unless you're too intelligent. anyone, if you ask them, they will guide you here. This is meditation hall and this is where all the programs happen. So 4:15 to 4:45, Amrit Vela meditation, and that's why I said you go to bed early and then wake up early for these 3 days. Bless yourself to experience of listening to the chirping of those birds, that absolute stillness that you will notice in the morning. And if you are not a lark but you are an owl, and if waking up too early is going to disturb your sleep cycles, then gently do it, but don't force yourself. But most of you, if you became owls from larks, you can go back to that. Don't worry. You can sleep early, you can get up early. And 7 to 8 a.m. as I was mentioning, we are going to have this Raj Yoga meditation training every day for all the 3 days. Please do not miss this session. For Amrit Vela, yes, you can just wash your face and walk in. But for the Raj Yoga meditation training, we would request you to take shower, change your clothes, and then only come for the meditation training. Is that okay? Possible? Thank you. And 9:30 to 1, we are going to have sessions. What those are, I'll tell you in a minute. This is in general the structure I'm giving you. From 1 to 4 p.m., lunch and rest. Rest mane? Rest mane? Rest. Donon ke liye. Mere liye bhi? No 6-inch glass. Uske liye bhi rest, okay? Lunch and rest, 4:30 p.m. So, you can have chai, where you're going to have dinner on the first floor. You're also going to be provided the elixir of Kali Yuga, I call it. Elixir is Amrit. Okay, chai or coffee, whatever. So from 4, and you have that and come here. 4:30 to 6, we have sessions again. 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., we have meditation planned for all of us. Group meditation in different parts of, different places of Gyan Sarovar. Don't miss those. It is going to give you a very beautiful, memorable experience. 7:30 to 8:30 dinner, and then 8:30 to 9:30 again we'll have post-dinner session. That's going to be very light. You don't have to worry about that. Okay? Is this clear? Any questions? And we have also pasted the agenda at various parts of the campus, even outside. You'll be able to get those. So what do we have tomorrow? 9:30 to 11, we are going to have a very interesting talk by a famous cardiologist and a practitioner of Raj Yoga meditation based on his own life's experience, Dr. Mohit. Rewire your brain and reinvent your life. 11:30 to 1, wisdom for current times, we have Sister Radhika, another senior meditation teacher. 4:30 to 6, power of self-love, you know who. You know who. So that's going to be by Sister Shivani. 6 to 6:30, we are going to take you around and show you this beautiful campus, including, which you might want to remind the brother who's going to take you around. This is the place which is the granary, which where we store the grains for 3 full years for all the 3 campuses. So I would encourage you to actually see how the grains are stored. Okay, it's going to be a fascinating tour. So you're going to watch, go from 6 to 6:30, and then 6:45 to 7:30, we are going to have meditation at amphitheater, which is just behind this. You will be guided. Okay, it will not be here, but it will be in the amphitheater. And 8:30 to 9:30, we'll talk about some stories from the Brahma Kumaris. This is another interesting thing. We don't call Brahma Kumaris as an organization. We call it as a yagya. And there is no parallel word in English for yagya. It's one of those non-translatable Sanskrit words. And for all of us from India, we understand what that yagya is. So that is how we call we don't call this as an organization, we call this as an yagya. So we learn some stories from yagya. And on Saturday, 9:30 to 11, going beyond ego and attachments, that will be again Sister Shivani. 11:30 to 1, we will go in detail what your best friend is doing to you and why your best friend is also your most problematic enemy. We will learn that as a part of digital wellness sessions. And 4:30 to 5, we will do a very interesting reflection activity. 5 to 6, it will be Power of Thoughts by Surya Bhai. Some of you may know him, many of you may not, but when you meet him, you won't forget. Okay, so that's Power of Thought, 6:30 to 7:30, meditation in Dadi Janki Park, which is just opposite the dining hall that you are going to visit. To the left you turn, it's dining hall, to the right you turn, it's Dadi Janki Park. Another beautiful experience. And 8:30 to 9:30, experience sharing by Sevadharis, because it takes a village to organize this kind of retreat. We have, for these 300 who are here, we have another 100 who are supporting us, including making really tasty food in the form of roti and sabzi. So there are about 100 people who are supporting various things, and you will meet all of them. Okay? So that's on Saturday. And on Sunday, again you are going to have 9:30 to 11, Creating the Life You Desire by Sister Shivani. 11:30 to 1, we are going to talk about an interesting model of, because almost all of you are leaders, how do you practically apply that first principle of Brahma Kumaris? What you just heard, even Vidatri Ben talk about it, Atma, the soul. How do we translate that knowledge into the day-to-day life, both at home and at work? We are going to learn about those practical principles from the Soul Conscious Leadership. 4:30 to 6:30, there's a beautiful spot behind Gyan Sarovar. It's a small hill, and I won't give you any more details other than that. Join us. So it's going to be Reflection on the Rocks. And 7 to 7:30, we'll have meditation here, meditation hall. Not Harmony Hall, meditation hall. 8:30 to 9:30, you heard us for 3 days. Now that's the chance for us to hear you. Okay? So that's what the plan is for the next 3 days. Any questions? There is enough time for you to take rest, sleep early, wake up early. And as I said, you blessed yourself. The first blessing is you coming here. The second blessing is you allowing yourself to be here. And the third blessing is to take something which is going to transform your life. Three blessings. First one, you already blessed yourself. You already came. Second one, allow yourself to be here. And third, take something back. Three blessings. Pun intended. Because many people ask, you know, how does this organization get funded? And many of you during the registration also ask this question, how much do I have to pay? So who funds the Brahma Kumaris programs? When we talk about fees, fees is money minus blessings. Ek extra idli lana bhai. Wo pyar se bless nahi karega, dil dega aapko. Yes or no? Yes or no? So fees is money minus blessings. But the voluntary contributions is money plus blessings. That's how this organization runs. So it's up to you how much you want to contribute, so that this particular yagya can continue and continue to benefit many more souls. And all contributions are exempted under ATG. Okay, that's how this whole organization runs. Based on not just the money, but also the blessings. Yes. And how to get the most out of this retreat? Can you guess? How to get the most out of this retreat? Because that's what usually we think, right? Kahin ja rahe hain to maximize kaise kare experience? Yes or no? So, those of you, how many of you don't understand a word of Hindi? Okay, there are few. Okay, so what this says is, when God came to give me fortune, I was busy checking my mobile. Poor fellow, he also had to wait. It's been 2 hours since we have arrived, and they still haven't noticed. Now you got the message. Please don't check your mobiles during the session. Don't keep messaging. You are not so important. nobody will miss you. Trust me. So enjoy the time you have given yourself. Okay? And be digitally silent for these 3 days. Relax, reflect, rethink and recharge. And some simple general instructions. We talked about the Amrit Vela and Raj Yoga meditation. You don't have to take shower to come to the Amrit Vela, but Raj Yoga meditation, take your shower and then come. Friday, Saturday and also Sunday, silent dinners. I did not include Sunday because a lot of your enthusiasm, if you want to share with others, you are allowed to. In-house dispensary is also available. So if anybody is having any problem, do let us know. Food arrangements are dining hall 7 upstairs. Dress code, as you already know, during our communication, we already communicated. Restrict those views. Don't go outside of the premises at night. Or even otherwise, stay within the campus. It's a beautiful campus. Explore. We will take you out on Sunday. But otherwise, what are the two things that Dadiji mentioned? Plate and class. Yeah, just focus on that. And no smoking, no alcohol, no soliciting. For your planning your return journey, you can contact the travel desk that is just beside the reception. And as I mentioned, I don't know how many of you know, fasting has anti-cancer properties. I'm not kidding. Fasting has anti-cancer properties. So try that for these 3 days. And all this information is available on this website, bkitwing.org/info, which is what we sent as an email. And hopefully, all of you have checked it. So the scientific mantra for a healthy, happy life, almost many of you wanted happiness. So how do you get that? One of the important keys for happiness, we all wanted to happy, wanted to be happy, yes or no? So now you got the key. Whether you use it or not is in your hands. Think less. Can you repeat? Again. Again. Very good. And the next. Take notes. I'm also a memory coach. I can tell you, don't trust your memory. It's not so great. So please make notes. Not only take notes, but also review it. And write your name so that we can give it back to you if you leave it here. Because I used to have a classmate who would write, punctually he would write everything in the notebook, but he would leave it at the meditation center. So don't do that. Carry the notebook with you. Okay, so move more, eat right, listen well, and take notes. Eat right reminds me, here food is not just considered as food, because it's prepared, offered to God, and it's served to you with a lot of love. You can have as much as you want, but please don't waste. In the first round, whatever you want to taste, take a little, you like it, you go back. And I promise you, even if you go 5 times, the brother or sister serving will serve you with the same amount of love and happiness. Is that okay? You will experience that in the next few minutes. So, eat right, listen well, take notes. That's what we are here for. Right? Don't take it too much. You know, ye karna hai, wo karna hai. Have fun. Absolutely fine. Sab ho jayega. Chinta mat karo. Everything is done. And you must have seen the schedule. Yaar, humne to socha ki ye karne ko milega. Ye to aapne to subah 4 baje shuru kar diya aur raat ko 9:30 baje tak busy rakh rahe ho. That is what we call as you're busy, but you are easy busy. Just enjoy. And that's what you will learn, how to be easy busy in life. We'll be busy and also easy. Okay? Good. Any questions? Thank you. And we will go for our dinner now. You walk. And we don't have any other sessions after the dinner. And I will request Vidatri Ban. We have planned some very interesting activities for you to keep you engaged. in a positive way that Vidhatri Ben is going to share with you all. Thank you once again.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Bala Bhai. And we really look forward to this insightful and power-packed yet easy-busy retreat. And as he has already mentioned, when you step out of this hall, you will find a few things set up for you. So to make the best use of that, let me explain to you just in a minute what those setups are. So as you move out, you will see at the end of this corridor, there is a stall. And that's a digital wellness stall. So it has nice things for you to read, reflect. And besides that, just at the back of the hall wall, you know, you have a reflection space. So you have nice sitting and you have nice secluded corner where you can actually go and reflect. And you must have got these cards. When you got your packs or material, you must have got these cards. No? Okay, it'll be there in the corner. It'll be there in the corner. So there'll be a bunch of it. You can just pick up any one. Just like you got the blessing card. Yeah, it is unique to you. So you can just pick any one of these cards from the bunch. Read it. Reflect on it. So you can actually sit in the corner when you have your free times. Don't go during the class. You have other times to go. So you can pick up any one card, reflect on it, read it, you can sit, you can reflect. And whatever are your reflections, they'll be a guide, they'll be a standee that will tell you the different steps. Reading, reflecting, and then whatever you feel like there are different steps mentioned, follow those steps, reflect. Make proper utilization of your time and space. And then this is a card. It's a sticker actually. So you will get it over there. And it has different points on which you can reflect and write it down in this. And this is a sticker, as I said. You can paste it in your notebook anywhere you want. But keep it with you. Not on the wall. Keep it with you. So these two things. And the... You must have got this? No? Okay, you will get it now. You will get it now. So what is this used for? As brother said, take notes. So you have your notebooks. But then something that really deeply touched you. It is a kind of your takeaway that you must immediately start implementing in your lives. This is where to note it down explicitly. Okay, so you can both use both these sides, and it is a good bookmark type of thing, so you can keep it with you. And you will get this also. What is this? These are different beads. So this is a nice virtue activity that you can do. So except for the speakers and except for the people whom you will see on the stage coming and giving, you know, different inputs and organizing, except for those, just as you walk around in the campus, wherever you're going, if you notice somebody who from whom you get some virtue, you can pick up this bead, give it to them, go to them, thank them for the virtue that you got from them, tell them what that virtue was, and give them this bead. So your target is, if you have got 3 or 4, whatever number of beads, your target is that during this retreat, at least pick up those many virtues and give your gratitude to people through whom you got those virtues. You could notice those virtues. Okay, simple enough? Yes? So any more questions? No? If you have, you will find us around. So if you have any questions, any queries, any difficulties, please do let us know. Do not think more. Think less. Thank you. So, just with a minute of silence, let us absorb this energy and then leave for a very silent dinner.